As each year winds to a close, plans emerge for celebrations such as Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, or Christmas, filled with images of families gathered around the table. Eager expressions depict Rockwell-like images of young and old alike, awaiting the bird or beef brisket roasted in an oven about to be set before them. So much for the shades of fond memories. How did these impressions that were a reality for our grandparents materialize? Early on, they may not have had the benefit of digitally controlled cooking precision we enjoy today with our gas-fired or electric ovens. The kitchen of the late 1800s or early 1900s instead likely featured a traditional wood-fired stove. Even so, some did have access to the latest technology available from Fort Wayne. In the 1895 book, The Industrial Advantages of Fort Wayne, Indiana, material development and progress back in the day are featured. One story is about Daniel Klotz and Gottlieb Haller, who organized the Boss Roaster Manufacturing Company in March 1891, headquartered at 372 South Calhoun Street. In part, the description of the company declares, "The most important improvement ever introduced in culinary apparatus is the Boss Roaster. It came in several sizes, made of strong and durable sheet metal, and said to be adaptable and easy to understand its use in all types of ovens. In its oblong design pan, in what was claimed to have an airtight cover, steam was prevented from escaping, thus preventing all the juices and nutrition qualities of the meats and other articles of food being cooked. It was designed for the cook to be able to check the contents of the roaster by simply pulling out the sliding lid. Meat could be browned to a desired color, controlled by removing its ventilator at the top shortly before serving time." Other than roasting meats, the Boss was said to be equally useful for baking bread, biscuits, pies, cakes, or for roasting apples, potatoes, and vegetables, and for steaming fruits. Some 10,000 roasters have been sold in Fort Wayne alone. At the time, the company's goal was to have agents in every town and city in the United States, opportunities for an exclusive right of territory with the assurances that protection against other agents guaranteed. In 1895, the offer was made saying any industrious man or woman can secure a profitable income by requesting this company in any part of the Union. If the household cook had to deal with the inefficiencies of an early wood-fired cooking stove, it's gratifying to know that the latest in culinary accoutrements was available to ease the burden. Who's to say how many kitchens had one of those Fort Wayne-made Boss Roasters tucked away in its cupboard that came out on special days to light up so many faces sitting around a festive table? One thing's for sure, no one at the table or celebrated artist had any notion that a Fort Wayne innovation might have been at work out in the kitchen to make the meal so special. For 89.1 WBOI, I'm Tom Castaldi, and I invite you to join me next time on the Heritage Trail.